Welcome to On the Brink Radio, broadcast number 218. This is Jeff Jefferson Wefferson, Phillips Weffiops Wefferson, and all those other names. It's me, the real me, the one and only genuine moi, recording this show on the 28th of September, sitting beneath my most beautiful favorite tree. Possibly in the whole world, but definitely in New Zealand and on Aotea or Great Barrier Island. We call her Grandmother Pohutukawa. She's a giant, ancient Pohutukawa tree, possibly 1 or 2,000 years old, down at the far end of Haeretunga Beach. And I've been here many times. Lisbon and I used to come here and camp out. I've camped out here at least once every visit. Once every year for the past several years. And the past two or three times I've come, I've recorded an interspecies interview, which included my beautiful Kaitiaki traveler friends, Teddy, Wally, Ruby Ann, Big Teddy, Heidi, and Phil, as well as Grandmother Pohutukawa. I think last time we tried to dial into some other life forms that were part of our network that weren't physically present here. But we're going to do even more of that today. We're going to try to dial into beings in other galaxies, maybe even other galaxies themselves. But first we'll dial into tree consciousness and the plants and animals of Mother Earth. And then we'll see if we can access the whales and dolphins. I'm sure we will. And then we're going to try to access and communicate with the consciousness of Mother Earth herself. Then possibly the Pleiades, the Hunab Q, the large and small Magellanic clouds, maybe the Andromeda Galaxy, maybe the spirit of the universe itself, maybe even the Star Maker. But I have to warn you, first of all, this inter-kingdom interview, not interspecies, this is my first inter-kingdom interview. It's not necessarily being conducted in English, but it's coming out in English so that you, the listener on my radio show, can have a chance of understanding what we're saying and what we're talking about. In no way am I anthropomorphizing the use of a human language, much less English, onto any other fellow being. But I'm lucky enough to, with their assistance, to be able to sort of, I'm not going to say translate, but transduce the essential vibrations and meanings, in as much as I can ascertain them, and try to express them in English for the purpose of sharing with you. But before we start, I'd like to thank Grandmother Pohutukawa for having us, because we're in her very bosom right now. We're sitting on this big old flat piece of wood from a mill it's been here ever since I very first came here, probably 11 years ago, and it keeps getting moved around. But every time I come back and I see it in a different place, I always put it back into its original position, which is where we are right now. But it, in a way, it's sort of like the ultimate place to sit and read a book. You can see the beautiful giant limbs and branches of Grandmother Pohutukawa, and you can see out to the ocean. The ocean's only not even 100 meters from me. And Rakitu Island and other little islands here. The evening sun is probably going to go down over the mountains in about less than an hour. It's been a very beautiful day. The weather here has been very bizarre. The 3 weeks that I've been here, just like it was last year during the same time of year. And that's why I came here to go camping during this, what appears to be a one-day or almost 24-hour window of nice weather before another front of rain comes with all the whited out cloud formations and stuff. That's actually unbelievable to see so much of that. Yes, Grandmother Pahutakawa. Grandmother Pahutakawa, I'd like to thank you for having us and for hosting this inter-kingdom interview.
Well, Reviops, Jeffrey, if you don't mind calling you, if I call you Reviops, it's such a sweet name. It's funny how our voices, my voice sounds kind of funny when I try to speak in English. It's not my normal way of communicating. I normally use my xylem and phloem magnetic polarity reversal transmission modules. But for you, I'm going to try to transduce it into English. And it's very funny how my voice sounds. It kind of changes.
Well, that's okay, Grandmother Pahutakawa. I love the sound of your voice. It reminds me of a beautiful grandmother.
Oh, thank you, Effie Ups. I like being your grandmother. I'm grandmother to many beings.
Grandmother Pahutakawa, how many grandchildren do you have?
Oh, Jeffrey, I've got millions of them, of many different types, many of which you can't see in your reality.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Well, Effie Ups, I see Teddy, Wally, Ruby, and Big Teddy, Heidi, and Felicity there with you.
Yes, they're sitting right here. Would you like to say hello?
Oh, this is Teddy, Grandmother Pahutak. How are you?
Oh, and this is Big Teddy, Grandmother. How are you?
Oh, and this is Phil the Fish. Grandmother, we love you. Oh, and this is Wally. Oh, and this is Ruby Ann. Oh, and this is Heidi. I'm the blonde from Switzerland. We love Grandmother Pahutak.
Oh, Jeffrey, your family is so sweet. I'm so glad you came back to Cap Out with me, and the weather's going to hold and be nice.
That's so nice to know, Grandmother Pahutakawa. Well, let me ask you something. Do you know how old you are in Earth years?
Well, I don't really know for sure, but I'm guessing I'm about 1 or 2,000 years old since I first sprouted up out of the ground. But my ancestors have lived here for a very long time. So really, we have sort of a continuity of consciousness between our generations.
You mean it's like you're the same being, only in different times?
Yes, probably much more than you as primate mammals have.
Yes, we have. We tend to be locked into a very sort of discrete ego or identity matrix that we think of us of ourself as this. We think of it as an I. That's us, but we think our I stops at the edge of our body, but it doesn't really, because we're intimately interconnected with all of nature, all of life, but humans as a whole seem to have forgotten that.
Jeffrey, that's a very good point, and we are much more connected. We've never lost our connection with nature, and whenever we have a tree, when a big one grows and sends out little branches, and we send out other ones from down in the ground, and they grow up big and strong, well, it's just like it's still us. It's still us, even though it's a different tree, it's still the same one.
Wow, that's very interesting. It's hard for most humans to get their mind around that kind of thinking. Well, now here's something I've been wanting to ask you for a long time. Is your, what we call memory, I just thought I saw a dolphin right down in the ocean there. I'm not sure what it is. I don't think it's a dolphin. It's something floating in the shallow surf. I hope the dolphins come to see us. But Grandmother Pahutakawa, I wanted to ask if your, what we call memory, your ability to remember back, do you have a memory that's longer or bigger than just your own individual lifespan?
Absolutely, Weffy Ops. That's a very good point because it enables us to remember things that have happened on this planet far, 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 far long before any of us who are alive now were here.
Well, that's very interesting because I've often thought that the whales and dolphins might have a similar kind of a collective memory so that they can access information that's been in their sort of collective noosphere or mind field for thousands or millions of years.
Absolutely, Wafiups. We have that too. And in fact, the tree consciousness is integrally related holomorphically with the memory nexus of the whales and dolphins.
Wow, that's really interesting. Well, I'm guessing that the next step would be that all of these sort of different memory fields are actually subsets of the total memory of Mother Earth herself as a planetary being.
Yes, Jeffrey, that is exactly very accurate, and it's something I wanted to talk about because it's very difficult to share in words the kind of things that we're talking about. I can experience it directly, and you as an artist are able to share music and pictures and a combination of the synergic creativity in order to share these insights and information with your fellow beings.
But yes, but it's hard to talk about it in English at all. In an accurate way.
Yes, I find I've spoken many human languages at different times, most recently the Maori, being here in New Zealand, and I find English to be one of the more idiosyncratic of these forms of communication.
Oh yes, I agree. It must be very difficult for someone to try to learn English just from scratch. Yes, forgive me for interrupting there, Grandmother Mutakala. We went and sang goodnight for Teyawa because she just went down over the mountain.
Perhaps I perfectly understand. That was really nice of you. You have a very, very, very sweet little family there. I love you all.
We love you too, Grandmother Mutakala. We think of you all the time, even when we're not on Great Barrier Island. But tell us about your ancient memories and what kind of things you remember. Or that your collective memory might include that goes back further than just since you, in this particular tree form, have been here.
Well, Jeff, I think that with your interest in planetary cataclysms that have happened on Mother Earth, especially involving the impact from comets and asteroids, well, we remember that has happened many times.
Ah. There's the sound of a caca. The caca wants to get in on the interview, too. That is so amazing. I've been very interested in comets. A couple of years ago, I felt like that these dolphins transmitted an image into my mind of what a comet or asteroid might look like right as it was coming through the atmosphere headed straight toward us.
Well, Jeffrey, I have to tell you that that's a very accurate thing to think about because that has indeed happened. And I don't have a personal memory of being destroyed in a previous lifetime, but I do know, we know very clearly that much of life on the land has been almost totally destroyed many times because of the fire and the floods and the wind and the blotting out of the sunlight from the smoke and all the volcanic eruptions that was caused in the wake of the impact.
Oh my God, so how many times has this happened? As far back as your memory goes?
Oh, probably maybe in the many, many hundreds, if not even thousands of times for the whole existence since the birth of the plant kingdom.
Wow, so you're saying your memory goes back all the way to the big beginning of the plant kingdom.
Oh, yes, of course, and not only the plant kingdom, but our earlier ancestors, the cyanobacteria.
Oh, my God. So you got a continuity of consciousness memory going back all the way to the cyanobacteria, who are believed by many to be the oldest life form. Now, what about the mitochondria?
Oh, well, see, they used to be free-swimming beings in the ocean till they started to colonize. And then they formed the cyanobacteria.
Wow, so the mitochondria are even older than the cyanobacteria.
Yes, that is true. But that's just on this planet.
Wow, so you're telling me you have knowledge and memories of things that have happened, not just from Mother Earth, but other planets too.
Oh, of course, Wafiops, of course. And this is the topic for another show. It's too big of a topic to go into here. But we know about life on many other worlds.
Wow, this is blowing me away. Well, will you be able to, may I ask you a favor, would you be able to share some of this knowledge and information with me while I'm sleeping right beneath you tonight?
Well, of course, with your permission, I can go in your mind and put in there all kinds of cool updates and memory application softwares for your brain to use so you can access our tree conscious memory nexus even more efficiently and thoroughly.
Wow, that is so cool of you. We love you, Grandmother Brihutakala.
Oh, Grandmother, this is Wally speaking. I just wanted to tell you that from all the orcas on the Earth, we send our loves to you.
Wally, we loves the orcas too. We don't like the name that the white man calls them killer whales.
No, we're not killer whales. We're loving whales. This is Ruby Ann, Grandmother, and I'm from the Miniature Whale Kingdom, and we send our love to you, too.
Ruby Ann, you are so sweet. I'm so glad that Jeff was able to rescue you from being a pincushion here.
Oh, yes, that was not a happy gig at all. This is much more fun.
Oh, Grandmother, this is Big Teddy talking. Big Teddy, your voice sounds a lot like mine. Oh, and when it goes, I was trying to imitate you. Grandmother, we love you. Big Daddy, you are so sweet.
Oh, Grandmother, this is Heidi. Yeah, yeah, I'm from Switzerland, yeah. I'm the smart blonde.
Oh, Heidi, you are so sweet with your pigtails. Thank you for sharing that. And what kind of big trees do you have in Switzerland?
Oh, we've got all kinds of hardwoods like oaks and elms and nut trees like walnuts.
Oh, it must be pretty there.
Yes, it's quite mountainous. Parts of it looks like New Zealand. Oh, Grandmother Brihutakala, this is Phil, Felicity the fish.
Felicity, how are you?
Some people confuse me with Nemo, but I'm actually Nemo's cousin. And I was from Yonbenoon, and then I came with Jeff to travel. We're so lucky to come and camp out here.
Well, Grandmother Brihutakala, let's see if you feel like it. Do you feel like continuing on for a while?
Yes, Wafiops, that's fine. The sun's not totally down yet, so I'm still awake for a while. Maybe I'll even try to photosynthesize from some starlight tonight. It's a new experimental process I've been trying.
Ah, well, I've always wondered if plants were able to photosynthesize at a microscopic level from starlight, because really, starlight, every star is different. Every star would have its own unique optical and energetic spectrum, but the sun is a star. So the starlight from a star similar to the sun would be similar to the light from the sun, only astronomically weaker.
Yes, that's a very good point, Jeffrey. And I think that would make perfect sense.
A little Kotari just came up and looked at me and then flew away. He's the little kingfisher that goes, Grandmother Brihutakala, I wanted to ask you if we could try to talk with Mother Earth herself.
Well, we can try. I've spoken with her before.
But will you try to make contact with her?
I will do so right now. Mother Earth, Mother Earth. Oh, 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 Mother Earth. This is Grandmother Perutakawa calling from Aotearoa Beach in Aotea, New Zealand, in the southern hemisphere of your body. Oh, Mother Earth. Oh. Grandmother Perutakawa, this is the voice of Mother Earth speaking. How are you?
Oh, Grandmother. Mother Earth, it's so nice to hear your voice again. May I introduce you to my friend Jeffrey Wefferson and his family of creatures?
Oh, yes, please. I know Jeffrey. He's been doing so much to try to get members of his species to love me.
Oh, Mother Earth, I can't tell you how awesome it is to hear your voice and talk with you. I know you don't normally speak English, but thanks for making such a huge effort to step down your vast consciousness into a primitive linear form of communication that us Homo sapien primates use. I feel embarrassed to be a member of the human species sometime.
Well, Jeff, I fully understand, because even though by nature you aren't bad as a whole, your species has just got so far out of line that I'm going to have to take radical action soon, not even because of the pain that your species is causing me and hurting my body, but because you're endangering my own families of life with billions of other creatures other than just you.
Well, see, I understand that, and it makes me feel so sad. It makes me start crying sometimes to see how beautiful all the fellow beings are of Mother Earth. There's some caucus right there. I love them. It makes me feel so sad what my species is doing, and I try. I don't go out and harm things, even though I might sit on amoebas and accidentally kill a mosquito, and I try to minimize my damage and my impact against life.
And you do a very good job, Jeffrey, in terms of being able to walk with one foot in the human world and one foot in the world of nature. I'm always able to perceive where you are and what you're doing.
Mother Earth, that's the sweetest thing anybody's ever said to me. Grandmother Perutakawa, has she told you that kind of thing?
Oh, yes, Jeffrey. Mother Earth has told me many, many, many things over the millennia. And you're lucky that she's taken the time to talk with you right now.
Mother Earth, I try to give thanks to you every day, and I try to explain to people how every square centimeter of your body, all of the land and all of the sea and all of the atmosphere and every living being, that's what we're all, every living being's made of you.
Well, Jeffrey, of course that's true, but your species seems to have lost touch with that. They think, in general, that they're separate, and somehow they don't even realize that I'm a living being, right? Within them, and they're walking on me and living on me, and it really hurts my feelings sometimes. It makes me want to cry, because I love my children, and you're the only one that's gone astray. Oh, oh, oh. Mother Earth, please don't cry. Oh, Jeffrey, I can't help it, because it makes me feel so sad sometimes.
Well, I want to record some new music in your honor.
Well, I love music, especially your flute and your piano and the sound of voices singing, like the music of the whales and dolphins. That's some of my favorite music.
And, well, Grandmother Perutakawa, can trees sing?
Oh, Jeffrey, of course we sing. We sing some of the most beautiful musics that you would ever have heard, arboreal symphonies. But a lot of it's not using sound, at least not at wavelengths or frequencies that your ears can perceive. We have ultra-high frequency and ultra-low frequency sound music symphonies that we make.
Wow, this whole Interkingdom interview is blowing my mind. Mother Earth, it is my honor to be able to actually hear your voice for the first time.
Well, Raffiups, just realize that it's not my voice. What you're hearing is your expectation of what my voice might sound like if I was able to speak in English, which I am trying to do. I don't really use English. I am in constant, real-time, instantaneous communication with every point in my body.
And so do you feel the pain of any time a mine is dug or an oil well is probed down into your body or an explosion goes off or a bulldozer chops down a tree or a little bird is killed or someone gets run over by a car or bombs explode or whales and dolphins get exploded by seismic testing or microwaves?
Absolutely, Jeff, and I can't tell you how many different parts of my body has pains happening right now. I would say there's millions of them. In fact, almost every place where there's many peoples and everywhere there's a city or industry or especially a military base and vehicles and instruments of war, those are the places where my body hurts the most now.
Well, I can fully understand that, and that's one of the things I'm trying to work on, is if we try to understand and try to learn how to think like you, like a planet, and not just any planet, Mother Earth, it helps to put a whole different perspective on all the damaging things that we're doing. And on behalf of my species, I want to apologize to you for all the really, really bad things we're doing to you, because I think we've gone crazy, and I don't think there's any hope in sight. We don't show much signs of wanting to change our bad behaviors.
Well, Raffiups, I agree. And as sad as it is to say, over the past few years and decades, I thought more people would come around. But it seems like the opposite has happened, and things continue to get worse. And so now, my good friend Wangantanka, the Great Spirit, and I are going to have to arrange for to invite some comets and asteroids to come visit us and bring some beautiful gifts, maybe some water, but their impact is probably going to be what it takes to bring your species back into line.
Will we be totally extincted?
Well, at this point, I'm considering saving a handful of you because there are some good specimens of your species left.
Wow, that's what the Hopis call the people of one heart.
Yes, that's true. The peoples of one heart will be in the right place at the right time and be taken care of.
Well, will we be taken care of by the ant people? Like the Hopis say, they were taken underground and cared for by the ant people during the last day of purification.
Oh, well, I'm not sure, but I would say it might be more likely that you would be taken care of by the whales and dolphins this time.
Wow. Wow, so they're going to bring us maybe down to underwater caverns where we can live and have air and food, and then they'll take care of us.
Well, Jeff, that's a brilliant flash of insight on your part, because something like that may be what's going to happen. But you're doing the right thing. You're trying to prepare your legacy for the seventh generation to share all your art and wisdom and creativity that you've been so blessed to receive, but at the same time trying to prepare for the radical discontinuity that's necessary for the healing of Koyaanisqatsi.
Wow, Mother Earth, that's exactly, almost the exact words that I've been using to try to tell people what I think the big picture is.
Well, I think you've done a very good job.
Well, Mother Earth and Grandmother Piutakala, we want to ask you, I felt that Lisbon and I felt that if we could translate the basic message of the whales and dolphins, which would really be your message too, the message from the kingdom of the trees and all the kingdoms of life and from Mother Earth herself, that it wouldn't be anything all that far out and cosmic, because of where we're at right now, we figured that in 2012 that message would have been for us to try to live simply so that others may simply live.
Yes, and we're following you, and we think that was a brilliant condensation of our true message. But let me anticipate you. Yes, now it's not just enough to live simply so that others may simply live. You must be prepared to try to leave your legacy in case there is a seventh generation. But also be prepared for the radical discontinuity that might come from a planetary cataclysm.
And is it right that that could come any time?
Well, that's entirely possible, Raphiops, because we aren't totally in control of all the comets and asteroids ourselves. We have to invite them, sometimes if they're close by.
I hear Kotari. Well, Mother Earth and Grandmother Pehutukawa, and Mother Ocean, and consciousness of RNA and DNA and water-based life, and the Hunab Q and the Pleiades. We didn't even have a chance to try to talk with you.
Oh, Jefferson, this is the Pleiades. We've been listening in on your conversation.
Oh, Mother Earth, this Pleiades, this is Mother Earth.
Oh, Mother Earth, how are you? We're the Seven Sisters Vatariki.
Well, I've never heard a conversation between a planet and a star cluster before.
Oh, Ephiops, this is the Pleiades, and we're where the lots of the dolphins came from here.
Wow, but well, look, I think we are running out of time for this show, but may we do an interview with you maybe next week or soon, where we'll talk about your consciousness of being stars and a star cluster in our same galaxy, and all the myths and legends that people say that they or their ancestors came from you.
Oh, yes, Jeffrey, that is very true, and we would, of course, be glad to talk with you, and even we can do a pretty good job of English.
Well, I'd better close this show for now, but this is Jeff Wefferson signing off from the very bosom of Grandmother Pehutukawa. I'd like to thank you, Grandmother Pehutukawa, for hosting our radio show and for letting us camp here.
Jeffrey, we love you, and you're always welcome here.
And Mother Earth, thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, Jeffrey, I love you. It's all going to be okay.
And Teddy, Wally, Ruby, Anna, Big Teddy, and Heidi, and Phil.
Oh, this is Teddy, Wally, Ruby, and Heidi, and Phil.
And what about Snoocha and Freddy?
Oh, what the fuck? You!
That was Snoocha.
Well, this is my friend. My voice is Freddy. I'm a little frog.
Well, all of us, including me, want to thank everyone for listening to the show, and to thank Jill Stanley at UCYTB and the spirit of Antia, Antiaroa, and the beautiful place where we are right now. And I think of Antia as Hey Wahi Tapu, Wahi Arahi Mai, Inya Tahora, Me Inya Aihi. That means a sacred place of guidance from the whales and dolphins. That is where we are. They've been listening in and communicating and speaking through us. And thank you for listening to On the Brink Radio. And please do live simply so that others may simply live.
Good day. Thank you. Thank you.